Salto.nl en 105.2 FM in de ether. Of Salto.nl.
Do you worry about money problems or debt? Then, you are not the only one. If you ask Maddy for help on time, you can prevent things from getting worse. Together, we will be able to look at your financial situation and possible solutions. Don't wait too long to ask Maddy for help. Call Stikti Maddy on 020-314-1618. That is 020-314-1618 for an appointment. Or come to our working hours at one of the Maddy locations near you. You can also apply online for help. For more information, go to www.maddyzo.nl. Maddyzo, that is M-A-D-I-Z-O. Maddy will be ready to help you, and it's all free of charge. Hope to see you soon.
Ay, canabo kuna rojara ko namu rojara ngama do tonala negati la nyana ai di ma do tonala konai bolo la tiela do kona de tiela kunaka tia kuna ko dina segi mo ko segi furo juguni fure kana jitu bala bala sabal ni bala kunu male male nokon furo koro bande marosa.
Alnura Slama Jamalu Manti Kamara Lenin Live Kabo Razo Studio. Natona program damina la kambara na program damina. Bi ni London dole nato kumala psikolog Ari Bofa. Kwani ayara slangini na kaya masoro munu. So aldia keto. Jani anyawa ka jamfa ka wa fansi ndina donkeli do enni kambi Facebook ba member Facebook dia mo londe koni wallahi nyala la la le na londa isla la kana wete ka bwala jankaro men nani tenya ko corona alukaye Somen tamini nka ndablado. Somen tamini nka ndagbasi akumala. Alubara ye ka fobutun ay sinale ay Italy le wotede. Abaradon Holland, abara sama. Anyan jantwan yeredo kai bolola ko. Su anitele anyan bolola ko. Siamando ay fola melia fola ku mask do nunna akumte ba laptani Holland ministre bara fo ka fo nika mask la nunna anya mask mel la te nyama mel la wala ukasia katambi anjilie kwa dam protection mendi woro ndato woro anye anjanto anyerado Corona baradon Holland ate Italy kelen butunde abarase Allemagne abarase France faida Europe fambe butun be barata sorado momen ye wayasi la jini yele aliali jantali yeredo ni moti suraida fe imata anyam bolola ko jamara demba jama basia katami wafila wasabala ntemo la liwati nyina kafo ito blala de kurusuro ba jankaro menye a abarake farlam fabadi de ikison ikiban aye fanka soronkan Holland koni ando laptani be pereni aliye precaution sube barata kafo nanarana aldise ka kumben kono benata ale ankisi ka ntanka antakana terado Oye kelendi a filanang karokuda mois de avril tele tan anisen a bento samedi lema samedi la weekend la bande wuri jana andon to sun karudo ni aladinya rama weekend wo a samedi long wo ni ala sonda kabon midi handis 8h ndike Amsterdam Nord de Arak ni mo melu kalu sen soro nyafe alu yalla den anyena anye danteli do luyenye nyafe ka menna se jamama information flanande odi a sabanang group meye Amsterdam yan fanani ko Guinean Women Organization wolu fana ye program la karo mois de avril tele tan anikele demuso ndi rendez-vous cafe adina samayan adala saluma jani awati sete jani anyowa kajamfa ba london dembolo yambi psychologue na invité la nko ayena anye baro kelenyakan tonkan na ibake ikelenyado Ite kamena advantage ni disadvantage me wula ba e modulu nya na ko kele nya ye ka fo ki kele nde bu na utede ini dendike nya na suma yi don isolation malo ni nya fo la nyu mala france kando isolement su de le wodi so weye ko men kala mola psychologically anu lunda numa surutu kele ni ko kuntansia mankera momeni nyana jana liya masoro trauma ni trauma ki soro ambara mola le afala a utafusi di mentu babu ko taku bale di woro ke ya rajala kala mon billalo ba alondia tenye studio la yaromi ya tole balma tu babu te su sela ya da sa ya ya rajida abaya masoro se andina interview continue ni ala sondama Jani wo be yeke nyafe na ndiyo okay thanks nyafe ka music ni la ndia na mo be nye surtout muso me barinke ke nyindi fanta jubate ni ke Musa Donso and all the Donso family. Nya music in Lala Lenye from Seku Bembea Jabate Don Clean Tolly Kosu
in a lovely place called Conakry in Guinea. This place here is called Payat. Village. Right?
Yeah.
Village for artists.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here.
Yes.
It's a lovely village and these are lovely artists. So we're gonna sing a song about love. Go ahead,
Zeke. Go for it. So, I'm on my Facebook.
Super cool, so
Basta dames en heren. Vanavond heb ik Ari boven hier in de studio. Ik heb hem uitgenodigd om even vragen te stellen over het leven in isolement en eenzaamheid. Welkom in de studio.
Dank je.
Gaan we in het Engels doen of Nederlands? Wat vindt u beter?
Dat maakt mij niet uit.
Dat is Engels, want bij de laatste klas bijna 80%
is
Engels.
Why do it in English?
Okay. Ik ga eerst aankondigen doen in mijn taal en ook in Engels. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Manti Kamara live around Radio Razo, Amsterdam. Tonight I'm having an important guest, Mr. Ari Bofa. I invited him tonight to this studio to talk about loneliness and living in isolation. What are the advantages and disadvantages? And maybe he can give us few advice how to cope when you find yourself in this situation. Mr. Ari,
yes.
Can you please introduce yourself? What you do, your name, your job?
Yes, my name is Ari. I am originally from Groningen in the north in the Netherlands. And I used to work in development and emergency relief. So for the Salvation Army, I worked for a few years. And also worked for a few years in development projects, like in Ghana. I stayed there for about 6 months, also on a refugee camp with a lot of refugees from Liberia and Sierra Leone. And now I am back in the Netherlands, and I just finished my studies in psychology. So just last week I finished.
So congratulations!
Thank you. It was a long journey, but now I'm finished. So now I'm looking for a job as a psychologist, and in the meantime I'm working with some people from my local church in Amsterdam North, where we are working on a project where we are trying to to build groups where people from the community are coming together to discuss the problems they're having. And the idea is that it's not just people from the community who are participating, but also people from the community who are facilitating the group. So you don't have to depend on an outsider from like a psychologist, but you can just organize a group within your own community and to help each other, because the one of the ideas behind the group is that many of the solutions that people are looking for are already present in the community. There are already other members of the community who've had the same kind of problems, and they can learn from each other. So by sharing your stories with your neighbors, like the things you are finding difficult in life, like social isolation or loneliness, and you can discuss it with neighbors who have also dealt with this problem, and they can share their stories. And sometimes you might find something of help that is working for you as a solution, but sometimes you won't. But at least you will see that there are other people in your community also facing the same problem, and that is also at least helping in not finding yourself so lonely anymore, that at least you share some of your burdens with other people. You're not the only one suffering.
Okay, if I may translate or just summarize that in my mother language.
Yes.
Because I would like people are watching worldwide now. Allora, so Uranina, studio lando ni psicologue le an psicologue we mo be di ambara moria fala ko kunda kumala. Una kumala ya ndo ita kunda kumaka la tengisi kumbe mbali kama karanya ya kela ikoni la. Kenye mwome na tole ku Ari Bofa. Ajamune Bofa ni. Nde na kanyombe nela project nyinka mwome li mande mena jamana inda haka church men kuko uile nde manti mande mena so. Iba wa la deni ni mwokura ginyombe. Mwaranka kenye ndi sikulo vile aikarana. Abarafo mwome ya di. Ekonde nitere. abara research ke Ghana ani refuse barabara ando salalo refuse lu liberal refuse lu aka flukta linga ala problema ku flukta linga berek wele moment bonni kele koro kabara gunfe karu kalu hankili si kolma kalma deme ka slab lal koro tusal lisal da dingara te kela nyami isu sumado wala na kila sumi no ba nde bala me jamana ni kono mo siamba ye no melche na ko kala ma ku sepe ay mo lut pana ku nyenyi kala dara dia le ma dara dia te mbara ta me ku siamba ni la surtout dembatia kala program to la dembati Stinti mena wenimbulea. Amala wiku wala maa. Jembati ya yiku weni. Nika amenda ya. Ukarantari na hizi kabuto na. Iba sapana. Ku iye koto na ikoli. Ba. Iku ndakulu ni wala kiyama. Uro. Uno kenyi kilabi. Kunye na maini nika ulema. Parako mwome ya nika. Ibarra mitala. Ako ni ndakwa sime kumakele na nyula sima nikikando kuseme. Aka uko wati dola. Problem dike mwoma. Ambala mwola hapo kuna sidi. Kuna sidi bimina. Ama foka hapo. Kuna sidi imina lakoba afaido. Kuna sidi. Abambe mwoka. Iye la gwene nage. Iba la gwene. Ili yere ye kede nyado. Adi kusofuru ni mina. Adi leke mina. Adi seluti mina la. Idi isole. Tuba kudu yandu. Ambe yibonde kono. Doli endo alukelende alama fudu la talama. Doli alufudu ni alam kaltanyonka. Demisa nifanaye, menu mafudu munu. Woro, idi yereye isolation yendo, idi yereye kilinyabu. Anbibu, anbibwala nubali lima. Idi santanke ni sinyonye bumbu, vatima ngele nalfoloma nyono. Kuna kakwa, nyano ima, nyano ima. Fuli, idi mwofu naka diarana, naka miyatala mina. Forsete. So wele isolation di. Nino kenyi kila ambi, kama ngini ka ule maa. Andi se munde kela isolation, solution jumandala. Bon, tenta ale parala group doro, church group doro, Amsterdam North, aliafola Hope for North, alibara organization dola uliye, ka ilaka mwola kafo, wati dola. Ito wala kufu dotoro ba parastamol gima nante antibiotiki, kende jankaro doye ayam hangiri la. Hankini kuna sidibadi kumkulukuli bila ila imano. Adi jankarola uli falilo, ijilite mema. Kwa iluwa ndotro bala bako kumu ila kumano. Mfalibe ingimina. Angileka ule mako stress. Stress bambela, idi yela izoli. Ba idibe yo miju. Nyafo lewe ndo wati siyama, anye farajila mola. Anye farajila mola, hako kanisaba atesela muma. Imano fosi yaka. Anye andaja, anye se moluma. Ila mwoba tunima, yanyini. Mwame nifana sini ki hibo liko ni mwalba kako mwosima yimbeye mwonjule di. Nita kumkoba mwakele balansu ya beri ke sundi. Kena ulefola. Kodo yendo, you're looking for it outside, why the solution is already in your community. Ayila ila minindo. So anye fara boligori nina, kosti yama yendo, iduwayi kumbaka sigaro mei, ka solution sono. Bakile nyama yende, abendifengkele mema uli karadi. So as you know, the language difference, I have to say it and
yeah, that's okay.
Refer to certain situations so that people can understand what we are talking about. Why I invited you here today, actually, this isolation doesn't only mean you have to have mental problem or living alone. I want to add up my question so you have more room to answer. As we are immigrants, as you said, you have lived before in Ghana, but Ghana has never faced war. We are from areas, those West African coast, just the other side of the equator, from Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea, Ivory Coast, Mali, as you already know, up to Burkina, Senegal. All these countries have faced or tasted war, because when this war started in Sierra Leone, Liberia and Ivory Coast, all the people flee to this part of the world. Up to this day, some of them are still trapped there. They can't go back. Living here, For us, why I'm measuring the word isolation is like I would be living here, but half of my family has still hung around Ghana, in Senegal, where they never spoke the language, you never even know how those people lived. But because of war, they found themselves there. Living here as a family member of those, how do you think that we can cope? I don't know if I'm asking the right question.
Mm-hmm.
If you are living in that situation, because always that people said, you have it better than here, you have better life here than in your country.
Yes.
I always laugh. They say, why? I say, because you can never understand.
No, because...
We live here and half of us is there. As you have already been in Africa, you have seen a little bit of us. So what advice can you give us?
Yeah, I think that the problem that refugees, whether they are internally displaced or whether they have migrated to a Western country, there's basically three kinds of problems that make you, that you can put under the heading of loneliness. One problem is that people might be socially isolated, so that you have few contacts, that you have a small network of people living close to you that you have contact with. And there's also the problem of more like the emotional part of isolation, that even when you are with other people, you might still feel lonely. And that is more, maybe you refer to that as detachment, that you are no longer feeling connected to other people, even when you are with them. So you might sit in a group, you might be with your family, but you still feel kind of lonely, and that is because something inside you is
missing.
Is missing, yes. And the other part of the loneliness is the, like being homesick. You want to go back to where you came from your roots, your family, your country, and you're now stuck in a place where you didn't choose to be, and you have nowhere to go.
Yeah, the word choose to be is, we all, you see, nowadays people even risking their life, joining this rubber boat from Libya, and Morocco nowadays, Spain, you see our people dying every day. Is we thought when you are there, all your dream is to be here. Until you enter the buffer zone, then you realize how much. So the nightmare, the regret, it's not regret because you wanted to be here, but it's not. As I'm just trying to clarify what you just said, not choose to be. We really choose to come. It's not that we are not forced.
No, I mean, you didn't choose to be in a situation where you have to choose between leaving your country or facing death. Or.
So what do you think we can do to get us through this gap of frustration? Because it would be, to be honest, you think of everything is 100%, but sometimes I have that homesick.
Yes. Yeah, so one of the difference between when you can look at people, different kind of groups of how they are doing, and you can look at people who are doing well and people who are not doing well. So like people who are living in a rich neighborhood or people who are living in a poor neighborhood. But you can also see how, look at how people in the same situation are still having a different outcome, even though they are in the same situation. And so some people might be living in the same poor neighborhood, in the same deprived situation, but some of them might still be doing better than others. And usually when we see that is because they have these social connections with other people. So in the Netherlands, there are also people who are living in deprived areas, and in these areas there's usually more employment, there's more suicide. But even within these areas, people who are having more social contact with other people, who are having like a social network, are meeting and going out with other people to at least share the story, they are doing better than those who are just staying at home.
Yeah, or living in their inner circles, because that is one of the problems I've realized. doing what I'm doing now, I have realized the last time I even measured it in my program. We think living around our own social network can expose us or give us the answer to the information we need.
Yes.
But it doesn't always.
No, I mean, it's not necessarily, but at least when you look, for example, at adolescents, at people, teenagers, also some of them who are really depressed and suffering, the degree to which they also are not sharing those problems with their own family, and that is making life so hard that there is no way out. So if you at least be able to share your problems with some people around you. So that is a very important part of mental health, that you are, that you have at least some people that you share your problems with. And those people don't necessarily have to have an answer to it, but it's just that they can sit with you and say, yeah, that is really hard for you, and I can see your suffering. That somebody is seeing your pain, and that you are just expressing it, that you're saying that you're miss home, that you just don't like your current situation, that you are feeling anxious about your future, and that just expressing those feelings to some other human being is already a very big part of mental health. And the other person doesn't even have to have a solution to it, or doesn't have to. Sometimes they don't even have to say something. It's just sit with, next with you, and let your pain be there. Because if you try to keep your pain like under the rug, or to keep your pain hidden in your own stomach or in your own heart, that's where it becomes bigger, and that's where it becomes more heavier. But as soon as you find a way to express it and to let it out, and to just feel it, the pain as it is, that is already a huge part of getting better.
Okay, let me just summarize that in my language, because I'm seeing that people on the screen, maybe they are praying to get what I'm saying. Nisikolo Glesi Niambi Kunokumala, Ninka Karankelika, Long Arabadin, Yemiria Mentare Kundo, Ani Kunasidiba. Kunasidi ba kunasidi wole depression di kunasidi ba wara mokan ili depression dita depression ba di kan ili be kene ke yo wole fola ko suru tu dem sen na mondu ba ndi kanya anu menu anu no nda menu boni anu boni ga dine ka si ta ko ka fo ko ni si nyon ten i ba de mate i lomba ke de mendu nda sara don liberia ani ami dan jamana ko no bɛɛ k'i tanin sɔrɔ a dɔn i ye bɔ i ye kurukuruma o kɔrɔ i ye na yan jiri ye kuruma ya ɲaami i mana pɛrɛw ɲa ka ji tɛ ka bon wɔrɔ wele siya kɛla an bena molu siyama i yan dɔn dolu yɛrɛ di desisiɔn ta k'a fɔ n tɛ sila kɛ kun dolu la kɔ n tɛ sila muso kun dolu la kɔ n tɛ ma don na barabɔna n tɛ manika ko dɔ n tɛ soso ko dɔ n tɛ fila ko dɔ a molu ye yan i di bɛɛ kɛ i juw di mɛ a tan ma tɛmɛ na kɛ ye wele fɔra ten ni problème nana i ma fo i ye kunna bɔle i ye kumɔ le ɲinina i di kuma mɛ ɲɛ n'i ka ko lamara i kɔnɔ lɔ a tɛrɛ wele fɔla ko a yi to lalala ɲɔgɔn kan ye ka to lala ɲɔgɔn kan ka to lala ɲɔgɔn kan ka to lala ɲɔgɔn kan jani ɲalakala mutu i di kɛ yo fatɔ fama sumani ba kɛ mɔgɔ la tubabu le y'a fɔlɔ ma isolation i di yɛrɛ isole i di wuli kuma la i yɛrɛ ma ka fa la don i yɛrɛ lɔ o le ko gwɛlɛyara ɲa ya k'an ɲan kunna bɔ bɔ yɛrɛ ko n'i bɔra ka kuma n y'a fɔla a waati bɛɛ n ye programme mɛn ka den araba filanan karo kɔrɔ ani arabalaban n ye kɛla intitut kɛrɛfɛ la kɛfɛsiratiya mɔlu ye ye ɲinu ka ɲi dɔn yɔrɔ wo le dɔ i bana a di mɔlu yira ka i la i di la kɔnɔrɔ fili fɔ dɔn yɔrɔ min a kɛra sunsuli ba i ba bɔ an bala ɲanasuma ale y'a fɔlɔ nɔ angilɛkan dɔ ho sik ɲanasuma n y'a fɔra n dɔɔni ɲɔsɔn ko don dɔrɔ hali n ba damuni fɛn duman sigi n tɛ sela damana a ye kɛla mɔ siyaman na a ye n kelen tɛ a ye kɛla mɔ siyaman na i di don dɔrɔ i b'i ban ten ko bi n tɛ nin bɛɛ lawale afiriki i dɔn ni sogo kilo kelen san i duba san ka na labɛn k'i sigi i b'i kɛ a kan mais di miri bi hankin la wa tout temps même quand du pas la kono di miri di i miri tena musoma mentre la ratara ni kare fa bara nanoni i ko musoma e fulu do a ben ni tabulo i le si ni so bo kilo kilo tena e kile an ba photo e sur ti bande ni na jala bani e Facebook an dira ko la kwa be sa ba sa ba a de onyali so anna mo anya mo mela no ken ni kila su ni do lo ayena aye hankili do dama and the say kapon do na ya okay Mr. Bufa.
Yes.
Next question, because what you just mentioned was about adolescent. What about with the adult that are not educated, that doesn't read or write, that doesn't speak the Netherlands language? How do we get through?
Yes, that's a difficult part, because I mean a lot of sharing your problems and communication with others that requires de-speaking the language. But you are referring to people who also have no contact with members of their own community?
Yeah, not only. Yeah, this, if I may interrupt there, we always say this, having contact with your own community. Our own community, I can say today, okay, I'm making a birthday party. It's my birthday. You can come and dance till you drop. But you will be dancing with that problem at the back of your head. When you go home, you will be faced with it. Doesn't matter how drunk or tired you are.
No.
You have already contacted me with 10, 20 Maligo people in this studio. We dance and do everything, eat together and laugh. But how will we know that you are going through something? How can we break that? How can we be able to reach these people? That's my question. Do you understand?
Yeah, well, that is something...
Especially adults. Because our community, we have this mondo culture. As we say, it's something pride. You better to die than to bow your head.
Yes.
So we don't want to lose that face. How are we'll be able to convince our people here? To let them understand this is not about pride, this is about your health.
Yes.
That's my point.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a good thing to have pride, but it is actually more easy to just drink and dance when you are not feeling better, or when you're not feeling well, than to go to your neighbor and to say to him, I'm not feeling well. Because that is, if you want to do something that you can be proud of, then do something like this, because that is actually very difficult to do. It's easy to get a bottle and drink. We can all do that. You don't have, it's not something you have to be, or can even be proud of, because everybody can do it, and it's not very difficult. But it's difficult to go to somebody else and to say that you're not able to manage on your own, that you are not feeling well, that you open up and that you share that you are angry or anxious, or that you have these negative feelings and that you don't know what to do. That is actually something you can be proud of once you've done it, because that is a difficult thing to do. So if you find it important to do things you can be proud of, and if you are a proud person, then this is something you can do to be proud of.
Let me say it in a language too, because it's so important. I will have to really say it in my own way. I'm not going to Kalaban or Colombia to do many bodies so cana, Dolie and Makaran, Dolie and the Kamena, and the Rabuli Fola. I don't go to Mambaya in the Ibaka Jamanakono, Iraja, Idikame. Nika kame idise ila kono fili foma. Nika kame idise nyayina. Nkama nko ba akame fono kafo kuye wala kudu ni na ko kan katre ayi la mini no. Ila mini wo ko kan fambe Hollandia ndo atamini kuru bina na meya. Hali na afola ko kisidu. Kisidu kalda ko anu boni tepe ilani. Dolo ka eh pa lui ani wani mbali ani nde boni ani grupu ulla jenseni de fambe kankan kalu ani kankan boni sobella de dolu kankan boni fara koni pulbella mon platena menne ni na menko ani grupu la den anda fo ko mama ya veni wadi de ki dabare ni du taki masidi yonyon kanaki donki ni makaka ke ko bebeni akam nkama ko ba kwano malikalu anta kono rofo la benye ba itafe ie la moria non te ki na blasini problem ba ke me ba ko modu ye sur du telefone ko tele ni alinyo ki le kanya fo akam wo lo komba ni karon ka fo ilani ye ta itafe ki ye rebo rebo ni ko ki so hali ita ikano ka fo ni wala fo isi nyonye kudanya fo afnya fo ku ti isi nyonye Moni ni idioma domene ila kono rafili fo menya ba ya ndo kono rafili ba ke la datu ni nda ma bebo ndi kono ansi tesi ba ke maya ido ba ke bon kono ya fo la idi bon kama la ya ke ni pembe bene ba kono la ini tare la ni ni makuma ni makuma ako tere rabadi we tere tadi de ba la bandi ikunkolo ni na wule ala mbe kisika antanka uma Isolation bi anna baro e unika. Jandi momo ni konorofili ila bo. Bo ye deme ningini. Bo ye yoro soron. Anna molu. Iba kawala tonka na keba muso baldafo. Ko iba ke yemendi ifa kakake ipadi. Iba muso yemendi na kakayake inadi. Anka na yina ukwede umafo konyo kura akilima. Manika ko ufo adembe. Iba bo yoro gini ili kumakasi yoro ni. Ni make. Kumakasi yade ibande ndolikeni yibidono minadi ndolibara dula kutafuka mkulo uli demusolu bebala alujulufle kome ya lukang alumano basa ya lukena anselo nuka afora jula nuka anyafo alukana lupang anla moro kuba yidono mina muka abila dono mino alumano anyana moro madwana nuno keni kila ando ule laki Wole ka ken ka fanya ka foni iwala ila community to londo dolol ka dolomi anka ro manika dolomi nata ni me kumani munde bol bila na ni munde tutu na hanyi nani ni ka la banke to ni as I getting back to you as I mentioned about parties that we will organize things people who come eat drink correction there we might need go try Depression can send us to abuse or even touch alcohol because as a Muslim, we are not allowed to drink at all for no reason. And nowadays, I've just measured that in my explanation. I've noticed that most of we, the Madingo people here living overseas, are abusing alcohol. Do you think that is depression? Or it's just a choice?
Well, it can be both. It can be both. Usually people who start drinking alcohol, at least in a large amount, they don't do it because they're so happy, so usually it's because of depression.
Yeah.
But then using alcohol is only making things worse, so it's not a very good solution to it because the alcohol is affecting your sleep. Once you have take a few drinks, you will sleep better in the evening. But during the night, you'll wake up and you won't be able to get back to sleep. Yes, so it helps to get to sleep, but it's not very helpful in staying in sleeping.
It's already a problem.
Yes, and it also doesn't help in solving your problem. So, but your other question was if it was a choice?
Yeah, is it a choice? Because what I'm trying to say, overseas here, we see everywhere you have bars, cafes, especially in Netherlands, it's apart in the whole world. Because I've been to Canada, America, I've never seen what happens here. Coffee shop here, you can buy your joint, get high and move on. Nobody bothers you. We do not grow up like that.
No.
We grow up as a child, you are every day one, never drink. Don't touch alcohol, it's forbidden. Don't touch alcohol, it's forbidden. And You get over the river and you find yourself here in the land of nowhere. What triggers people to get involved in this? One, and the second question is, do we as a community really need to avoid or abandon these people?
The people who are drinking?
The people who are drinking.
I don't think you should abandon them. You should help them, but at least for as far as they are willing to be helped. Mm-hmm. Let me draw a comparison with obesity. So yeah. People are eating a lot of food. Some of the problems that we solved in the Western world, like for example, a lot of diseases which were spread through. Through the water, there's something that we solved. So nowadays in the Netherlands, it's not very common that you get a lot of infectious disease through the water because we have made a system and we have a sewer system. So we have solved this problem by changing our environment, also by changing our behavior. So everybody has learned to wash their hands. So you have to change something in the environment to make people better. And that is also something you see in mental health, that the reason why a lot of people are becoming obese, especially in America also, is because there's just a lot of outlets where they can get food which is not healthy for them, which is containing a lot of sugar, a lot of fat, and a lot more than they are needed, and especially poor people. The fat and unhealthy food is actually much cheaper than the healthy food. So if you just want to get a hamburger from McDonald's, it's much cheaper than getting a decent meal with vegetables and fruit. So that is part of the environment which is changing in the supply which you are getting from your environment. And so that is also something which is affecting your community then, that if in the community where they came from, it was not just forbidden to have alcohol, but also because it was forbidden, it wasn't there.
It makes it curious, makes people curious to more taste
them. Yeah, but also it wasn't there. So for example, in
it
some...
It is, but it's not like here.
No, I mean, it wasn't there so much. So
yeah,
in some... Some American communities, for example, where there's also a rigid prohibition against alcohol, there's also a lot of people who are not, fewer people who are not using alcohol, even when they are not religious, because they are living in this community where alcohol is just not available.
Yeah.
And so once you are living in a community where unhealthy foods or gaming or alcohol or whatever your addiction is just freely available, it becomes more difficult to resist the...
Before I translate this, I will still go back to this alcohol thing. When I came here, I saw people well-dressed, take their spouse or friends, go to cafe, sit down, take some beer, and just move on.
Yes.
But where we are coming from, you see people, even with one beer, falling down in the street, drunk and so. So that's the most scary part of it. As you said, it's about living in an environment where it's accessible. That's not the reason, because it's just the taboo and how do I say, the fear factor behind it, that you see, if you drink, this is what will happen, you will fall, you will become crazy, you become alcoholic. But here I see people, when you look at programs, when they make this roll of stove pot,
yes,
they put like a roll right in. And people eat and get up and go everywhere, nothing happened to them. So, is alcohol then so dangerous, or is it abusing it makes it dangerous? Because I just want my viewers to understand what I'm trying to bring to them.
Yes.
Because I believe we don't have to abandon people or just avoid them because they drink. Sometimes they don't drink because they want to, but when you live in certain places, you choose to do certain things. So instead of abandoning this type of people, I believe in bringing them there, maybe you can change their way of thinking.
Yes, well, if you are able to change their way of thinking, I mean, they can also change your way of thinking.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I can imagine if you are having, like, young people, teenagers in your home who can be influenced by these kind of people, that you don't want them near your home because you are afraid that they will affect your children.
Well, what about if we think, is it possible to educate your teenager about the dangers of alcohol, or just isolating them more and more? We fail to realize, especially here overseas, when children get 18, we Africa, we can live with our parents if we get old. If I don't get married, if I'm married, my husband throw me out, I can go back and stay there. If you restrict me so much, oh, don't follow those treatment that drink, don't follow those treatment that this. I mean, just advise your child. Drinking is not good. I don't forbid you to be a friend with such and such, but what he's doing is this and that and that and that. Education, is that the key, or just isolating?
Yeah, it's also...
Because it's available there.
Yes, yes.
When the child goes out of your house, he can buy.
Yes.
Or give money to a friend, brother, or uncle to get them a drink. So is it better to give them better education about alcohol? Or say, oh, Mr. Kamara's daughter drinks, I never want you to see with them.
Yeah, so I mean, then you're just making people curious and making it more attractive because it's something that is forbidden.
Yes.
No, but the for parents, it's important that you your own view about using alcohol. For example, when you compare communities in the Netherlands and in Finland. In Finland, they are much better at preventing young people from drinking and taking drugs, simply because these parents are also having a different view about using drugs themselves. Because in the Netherlands, a lot of parents say, yeah, well, I did it myself, and it's not so bad. So when your parents are already saying, well, it's not so bad, so why should you not use it? So the parents are not discouraging it, while in other countries, parents are more they're having more of a strict opinion about it. They might not forbid you, but they are making it more clear that this is something that is not healthy for you. And if you are very lenient as a parent and you say, well, it doesn't matter whether you use it, just you, and that is also not helping.
I understand. That doesn't mean that you have to let your child, because the funniest thing is we have no education about alcohol. We don't know it. Because it's a no. We don't know it at all. Mm-hmm. Is it better to know more? Then you can judge or explain things, because I can only say, Harry, this is black when I know it's black. But how can I say it's black when I don't even know what black means?
Yes. No, so it's helpful to know that alcohol is dangerous. I mean, that is also one of the reasons why it probably is forbidden.
Okay, let me summarize quick, and because my last question will be about the corona, the fear factor of it, because they are driving us crazy.
Yes.
Especially for people that cannot read or understand the news. Okay, let me just summarize 2 minutes because I'm almost out of time. Okay, Albara men ken open for la panno kuma la gbala alcohol ni pelukan ala la ni li emendi ni den yibolo anyan denu karan ka denu karan ba ka ole example la yo mi Holland ya fali a coffee shop ni wasara ba san kami ko ju den yere kami kuna den tami nkwa alu bara le ni anu ko yoro ma te amaka ka ke anna mo ba ko le kwa kan ake amani feu kwanya da bila imaka ki madala. Many of the family, a kind day, I knew Korea for the union. Munday Makan Kimi, Iba the Roman, I knew Kerala. I did vignetting, I didn't eat him, and the Batiba and Naja, and you pulled Koro, Jana Yafo, Kafo, or you can have a bow, and Makan Kami, Koraluka, or Pekanami, no, Anyan, Imakumano, Yanyan, Bibaro Travoli, Na, Ni, Mr. Ari Wolfen, Sikolo. Ni fanani ay bara abara bara fluture nga halu pa bara bara sema ke jamana yin kuno ule na baro ke to ule viva tambere timbulu le kelende alaka ke anya kala mobil gare ko la mayor masonjuna Now you can laugh. Yeah, if you can answer my last question for just 2-3 minutes.
Yes.
I'm almost out of time. What do you think we can do to face this scary corona that is in the air? Stay calm or be...
Well, usually staying calm is helpful, so yes.
Just
do the things that you can do, so regular wash your hands
and follow the instructions.
Follow instructions from the government. Also, if you are scared about it, just talk to other people and say that you're scared about it. You can also visit your GP. Yes.
Yeah, they can also explain better.
But
thank you so much. Mr. Ari, because it's already 6 o'clock, I believe, we'll be going to news automatically. I thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
I hope in the future I'll be able to drive you and have more chat. I really appreciate your coming to the studio. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Albaraye baro barabang annani yando urani na lerkelen pelen bolonti sala la kanta bala ba to babu diba men sara yulitala ma men sara utewa na baro le wodi bi ari bo fefe duyara tenyi kilenya kunasidi ba iba men kunasidi miria bale mo blalalo kunasidi sonja iba sonja idi kunasidi wati do lei wala kunasidi lei wala sonja su do ikan solution yeye tubabudu yang ibabo ni kumara idi deme nde fanana program ye ni momen tamba ke ibulo fusi na website baralaka mabla follow Facebook la ba aburuburu dolio ndalo ka lon karambali lende mako be lon mun fo nya nya nyi ni jingara te yoko be nya nyi na le mbulo balaki seka ndabla Facebook la albedi don live I've just spoken about my website I'm trying my next